must be the leader of the Kais on this show.
Yeah, it was a very first tough half. Dundee were a better side, you know, and as a coaching staff, you know, the players know it. Were there reasons for it? Possibly, you know, you look at the cup tie, we played 120 minutes through the week. I'm looking at the St Johnson game today, they ended up losing the game, two late goals, having went to extra time as well. So all I do want to say is the boys' effort and commitment in the second half, albeit we lost two bad goals in the second half as well, was there for everybody to see what it meant for them playing for the club. It's a few times now we've done it this season. And then the manner, I think, you see with the substitutions that we make, they all had a positive impact in allowing us to come away with a point.
Declan McManus as well, fantastic to get to win it. Last kick of the game, nothing better than that, is there?
Yeah, Declan was working tirelessly up front on his own. We tried to get Kyle Turner and Dundee had a foothold on the game. I'm not going to take anything away from that, as I say. Could we complain at being three down? Probably not. And it'll be a sore one for James to take, because, you know, they definitely took the game to us and took advantage of the heavy pitch. But again, as I say, we've made the decision to go with a 4-1-3-2 to get Kevin O'Hara up with Declan, and it brought us to life. And Declan stuck away the penalty well, and it was a great free kick and then to get us a point.
To come back like that really changes the mood in the camp now going into Christmas, isn't it?
I think as well as, you know, that's Morton sitting behind us, and I think there's a few frustrated bodies or people out there last week when they were saying that Morton coming to East End. I've said it before, this league's so tight, anybody can beat anybody on their day, and Morton are sitting third place in the playoff position, so we knew it was going to be a tough one last week. On the back of going out in penalty kicks against a really good St Johnson side, to have come up here and lost would have made, you know, it wouldn't have been as good a Christmas. So they've showed character, guts and commitment today, and say that's all you can ask your players.
Away from the pitch, Stevie, the Scottish Government has released funding today for the Championship. £500,000 each club, that's a big boost at these times, isn't it?
That's something that, you know, that I'm just hearing it first hand from yourself, so if that's the case, then anything that the Government are doing to help Scottish football will be greatly appreciated.
Great, thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks
very much. Cheers. Have a good Christmas.